W8FU.
Testing 1 2 3, 1 2 3 4 5.
Audio is not passing through. I think I'm not getting the right signal to the All-Star controller to tell it to pass audio.
Let's see if I got it. Can you use one or both or either?
Yes.
Yeah, I use both. But the reason I do, just to make sure there's no more accidents. I didn't know what you used.
Well, when you say you use both, what do? You run a line for both?
DSP for CT, CSF, and the carrier line. And then I got the little factory-made plug for the back of the XPR.
That might be something different. You have to tell it which lines you're going to be paying attention to from the radio, and then you have to tell it whether it's going to be inverted or, I don't know, maybe you're talking about the same thing. Whatever, it doesn't matter. I only run one, and I think I got it wrong over at the other site. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, if you have remote access, it's easy to fix. No, I just do both. The reason for it is, if I'm on this channel and I've got the node on, I was having cases where it would send back. So now it only looks for a certain PL tone and a carrier. So it has to have both before my box will light up.
Right, but you're talking about a setting internal to the repeater. My repeaters are all set up like that as well. I'm talking about how the fob is configured on the All-Star node.
No, same thing. I use US. I don't use the simple one. I use the other one. I use the USB one.
Oh, I have no idea how that one works. I avoid it like the plague. I run SimpleTune, and like you say, I'm not running those lines. So if you're not running those lines, it doesn't make sense to monitor them. You'd never key up. So if you're running both those lines off your device, then so be it. It works. But, it's all different. They're all different.
So the only reason I can get away with it is there's this company that makes this little bitty jobby that plugs in the back of the XPR right into the, 16, 26 pin connector. And then it has an adapter that takes it down to a 6 pin thing. And that whole adapter thing is only like $15, and it does all of it. So that's how come I can do it. If I had to do all the wiring like you do and everything else like that, oh God, no. Go ahead, Tim.
Oh no, you guys go ahead. I'm just listening. I like this stuff. Go ahead, Sean.
No, I handle all my PL qualification in the repeaters. Quantars are not XPRs. They're a little bit more difficult to get all your lines off of. Well, I don't know. I've never dealt with an XPR, but I just use COR. But my repeater won't accept anything that doesn't have a properly qualified, you know, PL plus carrier. So that's all handled. You know, by the time I get a COR out the back of the All-Star node, it's already qualified, all that stuff. So, yes, is my answer. Yes, I do look at both, but the All-Star node only looks at one.
Yeah, and see, when I was having all those missed queue-ups, so, because I'm using my FBR also as my node, okay, so when I was having all those missed queue-ups, and I kept chatting back and forth everything else like that, so if I put it on a channel, let's say we were talking on this, like right now the blue light's on the All-Star node, but it's ignoring it because this is 123PL, and it's looking for 97.2, so the screen ignores it. So, but for me, it's different because I'm doing it in the node, and the only reason I'm doing it, it's not a security thing. It's to make sure that I don't start talking on this, and let's say if I have that on whatever, the Mac, I'm not connecting to the Mac. So that's the reason I do it, just for the PLs. But, yeah, with you, yeah, I get it, because the only way in on yours is through the radio, through the Quantar. So I get it. Yeah, I did very little experience with Quantar, but if I had to wire all this stuff on the XPR, oh, God, no, I wouldn't do it. But because of that little dongle that they make, you know, somebody did, I go, okay, I'm just paying the $20 or whatever the silly thing is, and it works great. So I'm saying is if you ever have somebody who wants to do this on one of those, I know where you can get those things off Amazon and eBay. So that's all. Nothing more, nothing big, nothing too, you know, too elaborate about it.
Sounds like a winner. Anywho, I'm heading back in. Going to go in, get some work done. Then I'm going to try to get visit Warren. But I got the grandkids this afternoon, so if I have to, I'll do it after breakfast tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds like fun. All right. I got to call Dave, thank you, make sure he shows up too. So want to keep him in our back pocket. You're going to make it, Tim, right?
Oh, yeah, for Sunday breakfast, I talked to Jack on DMR, and Jack's coming again, too, so that'll be good.
Yeah, Sean and I learned a lot about him this past week. Very highly accomplished. Hey, do you know any of that day, Bill? Can you send him a message, too, somehow? Remind him it's this one. And Keith, the Oakland County guy, you know, because I know Keith lives there, and so does
NHSA. Yeah, I got both of their contacts on the sheet from before, so yeah, I'll do that.
I appreciate it. You know, to say, hey, it's this week, if you want to show, fine. You know, it's always nice to stay close to all of those guys. You know, it's good to have a face-to-face thing, you know, in case we're all ever called to arms, you know, in case Canada attacks us or something.
They're already sending over their garbage trucks up here. But that's all I'm going to say about that.
Sean, your turn.
I said they're waiting for the Gordie Howe Bridge to open. That's their Trojan horse.
I heard on the news this morning, the local news, it got delayed for some unknown reason. Do you have any idea what that is, Sean? And if you can't disclose it, don't.
Not a clue, Tim.
I know the last I heard it was opening, but yeah, I could imagine that would be delayed. It's, yeah, quite frankly, a lot of politics in that one.
You would have thought they ironed those out before they built the bridge. But hey, what are we doing? Sean?
Well, in fairness, they did.
Does look like a beautiful structure. I think I might want to just do it like a circle tour, go across there and up through the blue to the blue water and come back that way. That'd be a good drive.
Hey, Tim, when you get a chance, try getting this repeater with DMR. Tucker 1, 3-7, up 6, 10, up 600 kilohertz when you get a chance, just to see if you can do it.
Okay, probably a little later today.
No, Yank, you'll know if you hit it. All right, guys, I got to step out. I got to get dressed. I have so much office work to do today, and I want to be out of there by 2. I'm calling it at 2 today. Sean, over to you.
Is it Omni or DMR or analog?
For right now, it'll do either.
All right. Do you know if that particular implementation of DMR will allow you to do both? Are you able to be connected and have it revert to analog?
It will. The mode is mixed, so I'm not sure what you're trying to explain to me here, but whatever hits it will it will work with. So if you hit it with analog, it'll go analog at 20 kilohertz. If you hit it digital, it'll go digital. And then once you let up, it's back to open to any command. Right now, probably when it's final recce place, it'll probably be just DMR, but right now, it'll do both.
The Motorola's will only do mixed if they're not connected. But if they're connected, they will not. And I didn't know if that was something the high Sierra's allowed. So that was my question.
It's not connected yet because I don't have an ID, if that's what you're referring to.
All right, whatever, we'll figure it out.
All right, and then the other thing is Dave's power's out, and he's just getting off a 24 shift. New Haven there's got power outage, so hopefully it comes on.
Good grief, that mess from 2709 is huge. So where's the switchover point as I head south on westbound 94?
About Hall Road.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I'm just hearing a little bit of popcorn on the signal, so I'm here at coming up on 23.
Yeah, the Richmond repeater, I think I've said this before, going northbound from Richmond, fantastic. Heading south, it's probably about half.
Romeo's the same way. It works way better to the north than to the west, or to the east than it does to the south. So that was disappointing. I was hoping it would work better to the south.
Have to send Tim or SWR up there and get him to rotate the antenna.
We used to have a lot better coverage up there. Of course, I took a Superstation Master down and put up a DB-402, so we lost quite a bit there. But, and I'm still not happy with the repeater I got in over there. It's been working, so I've been ignoring it.
Okay, Tim, I need to step out. You can talk. Sounds like something's going to switch to warm later. WBD.
Copy that. Yeah, because you can't do the ump right now.
Okay, I just switched over to Warren.
Well, that's crunchy too, but readable.
All right.
Yeah,
so
I tell you, you want to talk about signals last night on the net, Mike's. Oh my
navigate.
Goodness.
We'll get
so I guess maybe
spot.
That tree thing might be it. Surrounded.
Thanks for the
weeds
this morning. Got a little work to do more on Romeo, but I think we're in good shape. 2 out of 3 is bad.
Excellent. copy the last doubled with you for a second there, but yeah, that's good. Yeah, I like it. I was talking about Mike's signal last night on the net. Man, I guess that probably could do it if the tree is surrounding your rooftop antenna and it's all leafed out, but I don't know. He says his SWR was okay, so hopefully no equipment damage.
I've seen Lee do some things, but he's having real, I don't know, I'd be looking at that whole antenna system. He really, really, really needs to do that.
Yeah, agreed. That was not fun last night. So hopefully we'll take care of it. I think he said so on Discord. He says I'm out for a while until I figure this out.
Yepers. All right, I just got off here on Hall Road. I'm going to do the sit and spin and go get myself a coffee at the Starbucks.
All right, Sean, have a good one. Thanks for doing that. NHWRO, I'll be clear after you.
All righty. W8FU. W8BPD, W8RCY. W8RCY is clear.
NAWRO. W8FU.
I've got All Star.
A8WOJ.
8 Mile and 75, heading up to University, up by ABA Wise Place.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a drive.
Well, when you got morons that don't pay attention to the road and they're just sitting there bebopping around on their seat, you know, saying they own the road, yeah, it takes a while.
And all that destruction on I-75 isn't going to help either. Be right back. Got a phone call. KKKJO. All right, copy that, Tom. I'll be monitoring. What was that other calling station? Because you guys doubled. Oh, I guess that calling station can't hear me. NACAF, mobile and monitoring.
AE8WOJ, did you say there was construction on I-75 again?
Hey, Rick, this is Cliff. Well, there's always construction on I-75. It's further north. Where Tom's headed out to, there's, he just might run into some of it.
Oh, Cliff, how you doing? Good to hear you. Yeah, I don't... I can't get out and around too much right now, but buddy's waiting for me to get a little bit more healthier to get up north and go fishing. And I remember last summer, was it last summer? I think it was last summer they had that construction going on. All stinking summer, so I was hoping that maybe this year was going to be a little bit different.
No, not really. Sean was headed home from Lansing the other day, and I was seeing if I could find him a better alternate route than dealing with all that mess. And there are a number of places on I-75 between Metro Parkway and Flint that are under construction.
Oh, geez. Okay, almost the same area that was last year kind of thing. Oh, man. From where I'm at, too, there's not a whole lot of good ways around. When I lived in Lapeer, I could get around kind of. I could head up north from Lapeer and then cut over 46 and get on up in Saginaw and miss all that crap, but it's too far now.
Well, you're down Redford way, right?
No, I'm just southwest of Pontiac a little bit.
All right, so popping west over to US 23 really wouldn't do you that much good.
Yeah, you're right. It's a thought, though. At least keep it moving is a whole lot better than just sitting there and watching construction workers work. Yeah, I can't. Guys, man, I feel sorry for people that have to do that all the time kind of thing. Hopefully I get healthy enough that sometime this summer I can get up there and do a little fishing.
Well, I certainly hope you get to do that, too.
What about you? You got any other hobbies besides radio?
Yeah, I've got a couple. I haven't done either one of them in a few years, and that's mainly because I've been too busy basically surviving more than anything else. But the other ones are, God, my gear for this is old, too, but I hope it still works. One of them is photography, and the other one is flying RC aircraft.
Oh, cool. I used to be headlong into photography myself, but it seemed like a million years ago. I enjoyed the heck out of it. In fact, my spare days off, like on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday there, I'd load up the car there and get the cameras laid out on the seats and a couple of cups of coffee, and just at daybreak, I'd be heading out the back roads looking for wildlife.
That is definitely a fun way to spend your time with a camera. Yeah, I first learned it back when I was in junior high school, and, you know, being as I'm retired, that was a while ago, and I still remember the stink of the chemicals from the darkroom.
Well, I didn't get into it that far. I always had my stuff developed at that meteor photo there in Troy by the Oakland Mall. But I running around them back roads, it seemed like I was always set. The camera was always set up wrong. First, I had one camera, you know, trying to figure out what lens I'd need. I always had the wrong lens on, and by the time I got it, you know, changed, the picture was gone, the wildlife was gone, kind of thing, you know. So then I started setting up. I got another camera. I started setting up two cameras, one with a short-range lens and, you know, one with a long-range lens. But usually by the time I got the vehicle stopped and grabbed one of those, the picture was gone.
Yeah, that's the one thing about the wildlife thing is that it does tend to be a bit of a crapshoot towards catching a good shot or not. But, you know, it's like it's just luck more than anything else on that. Being at the right place at the right time with everything set up right.
Yes, sir, that's for sure. And then I thought, well, all right, I started seeing some really cool shots of macro stuff there, so I got a cheap bellows and I started doing that. And man, I was really getting into that. There's a whole another world down there under our feet, kind of thing, this dainty little world. And well, you'd get all set up in tripods and get all set up. It'd take you a half hour or so to get all set up to get some bug or caterpillar on a piece of brush or some kind of thing, you know. You're just about getting ready to click the photo kind of thing, and all of a sudden the wind comes up and it just disappears from the lens. You go, well, what the heck happened?
Mama Nature happened. She said, nope, not today.
Yep, I got to give them outdoor and wildlife guys a lot of credit. They sure need a whole lot of patience.
Yes, you do, especially those guys that are out there capturing the bigger wild animals, the ones that aren't afraid of people. But, you know, I've seen pictures online, guys out there, like, you know, trying to photograph stuff like that, and this cheetah comes up and lays down right next to him, like, what you doing?
Yeah, that would soil your shorts right away.
I have a question.
Go ahead with your question. Maybe one of us has an answer. We can see if they match.
I think I answered my question when I keyed up. So Cliff and I are directly on the 2.6, and Rick, you're coming in somehow via the node or another repeater. Am I correct, Rick? Are you coming in off of the network?
Yes, sir. I'm on that new that hub you gave me, the hub number you gave me.
Yeah, no problem. I just redid all the servers at all the repeaters, and they have a little different courtesy tone. So the D-loop is if you're directly on the repeater, and the doink is if you're coming in from the network, which could be another repeater or a node or whatever. So as soon as I keyed up and heard the D-loop, the same as Cliff, I knew he and I were on the repeater, and you were coming in. So that answers that.
Okay, I remember you said you were going to be changing them. I'm on the 481002. Is that okay?
Yep, absolutely. That's where, you know, personal nodes are supposed to connect up.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you for the awesome network to hang out and talk on.
Oh, that's no problem. Have fun doing it. Is it past John? Anyhow, I'm going to hand it over to Tom, and Tom, hand it over to Cliff.
All right, I guess we can go there. The full quieting out of 2020, so I'm going to sure I can get back in from that distance.
And she's holding pretty good here at 75 and squarely. Over to Cliff, KCAK Joe.
I'm so confused.
Anyways, for the third time. Sean, I had you a full quieting at 22 in Garfield. Sounded like you were in the car with me. I just couldn't get back to you because I was in the middle of a delivery, and you guys were all talking. So I just sent you a private note on Discord about it.
Yeah, I didn't do anything to the RF. All I did was replace the controller. So really audio levels are the only thing in and out. And they all seem to be okay. So, but okay, excellent. Got all three done. That means I can we can start getting under the hood and doing some of the cool stuff we have been planning for the longest time. Just took me a while to get off my rump and do the All-Star 3 lift for all the pieces. All right, I am pulling up at home. We'll catch everybody in a few. I'll be listening. WAFU. Rick?
Cool. Thanks for all the hard work, Sean. And I don't know if you're coming in RF or I think you are. And the audio levels are excellent. I know a lot of times I got to turn the volume up when I get on this one, but it's like you're sitting in the chair next to me. So kudos. Good work. KEAWOJ, and I'm not sure where it goes now.
I'll pick it up. Sean's about ready to get there. Yeah, everything sounds good. Got a little bit of static in there, but if you're on your mobile note, not much. Alrighty, guys, I'm just about home myself. So I'm going to say 73 is for a little while to all of you. It's a pleasure talking with everybody again. And enjoy the rest of your afternoon. This is November 8, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot. Listening out.
Okay, Cliff, have a good one. Always good catching up with you. Have a good safe day and weekend, and we'll catch you later. K8WOJ. Tom, I guess it goes to you and that last transmission. The transmission before your last one was crystal clear, and then the last one sounded like you were over your head in the weeds.
Yeah, since LTS is still having issues, I'm strictly on the Warren repeater up here at 75 in University, so probably gonna, I'm not sure. I don't think I'm getting to the end of my rope, but getting into the thick of trees here.
That one was a whole lot better, and I think it's just me and you left.
Yeah, when I come on the air, everybody abandons the little crap Cujo's there. Get out. That's kidding.
Heck yeah, nobody wants to get bit by that big dog. Yeah, hopefully you're out doing personal things today and not still working.
No, I'm still working. I'm heading over to the office from Detroit, and we'll go from there if the moth is still in the office, which they're not. It's 2 o'clock, so he should be usually skates out about 3. But we'll see. So he's taking off out of going down south for something with his daughter's dance group.
Cool, so you might get out a little bit early and get home and be able to enjoy some of the weekend?
Cut the grass, and then I have a horse show on Sunday. So I've got to get that done. And I'm about to pull up here in the office, so I will chat soon. Rick, do you have any freaking out? Casey and KJO.
Okay, young man, take care. Have a good one. We'll catch you later. Boy, that's a busy weekend. KD8WOJ, I'll be clear.
Peace to you, Kid Joe.
FQN listening.
WHVD is mobile. QO Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. QO Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
Hello.
Does the hello have a call sign?
I do. I just said it. WHVD.
Cool, I didn't hear it. I just heard the hello. How's it been over there?
So far, so good. So, just leaving the office, heading back home. It's one of those days that was busy, 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 and now it's over. So I'm done. Going home.
KCAKJO.
How's it going, Cujo?
I'm on my way home. Who else is up there? I heard Darren. I think I heard Wyatt. I think he's still there. Wyatt, if they're out there, trip back in. And I think I heard Wally.
PSAFQN.
How's it going, Wyatt?
It's going good. I'm making contacts on 56 meters right now. How's it going for you?
Good. I technically did a parts-on-the-air kind of activation. I don't necessarily know what the full requirements and rules are, but I managed to have at least 10 contacts, and I was at least less than 100 meters from the trail where POTA park is.
Where you been, Wyatt? Been busy with schoolwork and animals? I think, Wally, you still up there, WATD?
Yeah, I just listening. I'm almost home. So, not doing too much, but that's what I'm doing. Heading home. I'll be out of here by the time it's the next go around, so. Hello and goodbye to everyone, because I'm on the St. Clair Drive heading home. So, who do I hand it to? Darren, go ahead.
So Wyatt, what have you been doing on the 6-meter band?
I'm using remote ham radio right now. I've been making contact on FTA. Because I've seen the Sporadic E is, I don't know the terminology for it. As it on my research into that, I'm pretty sure it's like active. So I made contact from I think Texas and California. So that was pretty cool. And yeah, those two contacts were my first 6-meter contacts. I'll hand it over to Cujo.
Well, since Wally headed into the hangar, I'll talk now. I'll check with them. I got to get my all-star note over to them. But, that sounds good, Wyatt. Sounds like you're having fun. It sounds like you got your all-star note back to work.
I know. I don't have my all-star note. A Raspberry Pi, like, I bought one, so it's coming in the mail Monday. But that's not mine. Over to you,
Darren. I don't remember what the 6-meter thing was, if it's Sporadic E or if it's something else, but regardless of what it is, it's kind of cool that you can make contacts across the U.S. I think I made one a day or two ago, but I think it was only someone within the ENA2 region, so basically the same region as where I am, so. Back to you, Wyatt.
Yeah, I think it's yes, Prodigy. Also, this is for ESEU, but I'm pretty sure it'll be the same for us, hopefully. In Europe, there's a high muff, so sea meters might be open, so watch out for that. That would be awesome. I know a lot of people use SSD for sea meters when they're making long-range contacts, but if sea meters is open, I'll try making some long-distance contacts with this Anytone radio. That would be pretty cool, using FM.
Tom is
gone, so I'll hand it back to you,
Darren. No, I'm still here. I'm listening.
Did you want to say anything, Cujo?
Oh, you guys are fine. I was just listening to you talking about FT8 and 6-meter and 10-meter. And sounds like you guys are having fun with that. No, I'm just cruising here through Romeo. I got to get my All-Star node over to Wally, and then I got a modem for him to use for a different project that we're working on. Go over to Darren, and then pass it over to Wyatt there. Okay, see you, Joe.
Yeah, so when I was at the park today earlier, since our company had a company park event where we just got together after work kind of a thing, after work, we got together around lunchtime, and so I just left just recently, and I had one of my coworkers there who knows a lot about radio, and I had another coworker there who's interested in radio and antenna design in particular. So I kind of just said, hey, if you're interested, there's a thing tomorrow at the Warren Community Center for radio.
Oh yeah, that's cool. You said so, like somebody brought a radio? Is that you? Sorry, I was I'm remote ham radio. My transmission got locked out because I wasn't active on it, so I didn't really hear most of your transmission. My bad.
Why are you aware of the McComb or Warren Community Center antenna building thing that's going on tomorrow?
Community Center, they're doing antenna building. I think NABDZ is doing the class.
Well, you guys doubled there. But Darren, no, I'm not aware of that.
The part that I heard Cujo explained well enough. There's antenna building at the Warren Community Center. It looks like it's going to be some fun. I got most of the parts. I still have to figure out where the heck to get some 1-inch tubing or whatever they're looking for, because I don't have that at home right now.
Okay, wait, when is that? Is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 1 p.m., the Warren Community Center.
Okay, so, like, wait, do you have to bring materials to build antennas? Like, for, like, people help you? Or, like, what is it?
I think it's supposed to be a J-pole kind of a design, or a twin lead kind of a design. But regardless of what it is, yeah, you need to bring some parts for it. I have surplus of everything, with the exception being the tubing, because I just don't have tubing at all.
Sounds like you gotta go to Home Depot and get some tubing there, Darren.
That's a tomorrow morning problem. I'll figure it out tomorrow morning, I believe.
Yeah, I don't have any materials to build an antenna, but I'll still see if I can go there. That'll still be fun.
I was saying I have extras of the parts that we'd need, some of the parts we'd need, So as long as you kind of can figure out how to get yourself there and get there with your mother ideally, or someone at least, then yeah.
Alright, yeah, I'll see you soon, though. That sounds good.
There's supposed to be some radio swap tomorrow or something like that, and I can't think of where it's at. I don't know if it's in Marysville or Port Huron or New Haven or something like that. I'm still trying to figure that one out. Go ahead, Darren. Sorry if I stepped on you in case you could, Joe.
You talked about that already, but I've not actually heard where that is, and I've done my own little Google searching, and I've not been able to figure it out either. Back to you guys.
Alright, hey, by the way, I'm on Open Ham Clock, and I was seeing, the DX map, and there was a long-range 2-meter contact from, I don't know how recent it was, but it was from Portland to Denver, just to let you guys know. It's in the Warren Community Center. I don't know why I got it confused with the Macomb, whatever that building was, where the meetings are held. I'll see if I can actually bring something, because I might have some extra spare coax. How are you, Darren?
Yeah, well, apparently someone heard me on the 23-centimeter band. Sorry, they're just wrong, but regardless, I thought that was kind of funny, seeing someone hearing me halfway across the country at 1.2 gigahertz. I don't know how that can happen, but my transmitter wasn't transmitting anywhere near there. I'll have to let you guys go. Talk to you later. QO Fox, Trop 8, Echo, Tango, Quebec.
Alright, see you, dear. It's 7 days. It was nice talking to you. Good job.
When you last day at school, Wyatt, is it this week or next week?
School ended June 5th, so I've been out for about almost a week now.
Ah, okay. Alright. I didn't know when you got out of school. I guess that you disappeared for a while, so I figured you had to finish up some schoolwork and take care of the animals and everything else like that.
Oh yeah, that was me just kind of getting I was just combobulated from just like how fast the school year ended, so I had to get my wits about me. So obviously I'm on the radio now, so I'm back.
All right, so you're waiting for a new Pi, a Raspberry Pi, to connect up to your All-Star node. So which part actually did you drop, step on, or made it fall apart? Because I didn't know if it was the radio itself or was the Pi.
It was the Raspberry Pi. I dropped my case on the CPU, and obviously those things are held on my silicone, and you snap clean off, and you can't repair it, obviously, because I think it's like microscopic solder pads that connect to the CPU. So it was that that came off. And then the Pi's actual PCB kind of bent in a little bit, too, because of that shock.
All right, so you just got a Raspberry Pi 1 or a Pi 2. I think all you need to do is just take the SIM chip out of the one and plug it in the other, and you should be good to go.
Yeah, I'm actually getting the Pi 4. It's from GeekPi, and it comes with a cooling system. It's a PWM cooling system. Because the protocol it uses, stuff like that. So that Raspberry Pi, that Pi 4, is really overkill. I didn't get the Pi 0 2W yet, which I'm going to use that for my node. So with this Pi 4 that's coming, right now, I didn't tell you guys this, but my grandpa and I started a drone business called Dick Contracting LLC. We do industrial drone inspections and stuff. Right now I have my DJI Mini 4K, and my grandpa is getting his pilot's license for the drone and stuff, so we can legally do all that stuff, get paid for our services. So that Pi 4 is going into a drone station thing. I'm programming it, hooking up sensors. I'm going to shove it in a Pelican case, attach a screen onto it. So that will get the feed from the drone, the video feed and stuff like that. It's Raspberry Pi Team W. I'm saving my money up on from the money that we get from the drone services, and I'm buying that to rebuild the alternative.
Gotcha. Yeah, you need that All-Star node. That way when you're traveling and stuff, you can still key in. Well, you got a lot on your plate. I wonder why you disappeared.
Yeah, that and a lot of family things. And, again, trying to get my wits about me. Because I just messed up my routine. The school year ending so abruptly.
Totally understandable. I get it. Well, you got the, you do DMR too, don't you?
Yeah, finally I got the 68 programmed. I actually have it on right now. Now I know everything about DMR. Well, not everything obviously, but the basics and stuff that you have to know, like zones. So I got the zone programmed in, I have Michigan DMR, that's what I named it, programmed in, and I hit birdside pretty good.
Hey, you're doing pretty good on, so you're on the 868 right now, talking with me, or are you on the other any tone?
Yeah, I'm on my 778 right now, talking to you. Not on the
868. Yeah, that's why I figured that 868 would fit right in with your programming of your 778, so should have been an even swap for code plug.
Yeah, wait, were you saying that I can use the same code plug for both radios? Because I can't, I think, the plug on this 778
uses Ethernet style cable. Is that the same? No, it should be the same program, software wise. So whatever programming you have in the 778, I believe you can use the identical program in your 868. But I'm not too familiar with the Anytone. OpenGD77, I could put it in three or four different radios with the same information.
Oh, yeah, I don't know, because I just chirp the program, my 778, I'm not too sure about, OpenGD77, because it's Anytone on 868 doesn't work with, or whatever you want to say, with OpenGD77, it actually needs its own Anytone software, which was a hassle to find, because they don't make it anymore, so Anytone doesn't have it posted anymore, so I had to go in an old GitHub forum and actually download the software for the 868, because Anytone likes making stuff difficult, and they make the CPS for each radio. You can't use the 878 software for the 868. It's gotta be actual software that they made for it. So I used the actual Anytone 868 software to program that radio.
Oh, I thought it came with the software in the box when I gave it to you. But I was wondering if you can use Chirp for the 868 and then
sure, but the 868, you can pull your information from the 778 and put it in the 868 or vice versa if it uses CHIRP. That's what I was talking about. Not necessarily has to be open duty 77, but how about the Anytone software is compatible with each one? Sorry, long day today. KCAK Joe.
Maybe, but I didn't see a software for the 778, and I'm assuming since the 868 is so picky about its software, I don't think it would agree with CHIRP. And does CHIRP even, like, support DMR?
Good question. I don't have an answer to, unfortunately. I'm sitting and thinking of all my radios and which ones are DMR. And I use OpenGD77, and then I use the Baofeng DM32 software for that one. So, good question. I can always inquire into it, I guess.
Yeah, because for the 868, this is the radio I use for airsoft, too. So I have a second zone called Tactical Comms, and I use the basic encryption, no not basic, the enhanced encryption on it, which is 40-bit. I'm a business fan. I think, yeah, it's kind of like frequency, like 453 something, for my localized team comms and stuff like that. But I finally decided to actually program WCMN into it, so I can use it for ham radio.
Gotcha. All right, I think I get what you're saying. I know that Anthony had that all programmed up, and all I did is changed the DMR ID to your DMR ID, you know, to get you up and running. And I know it came with software because I put it on my laptop, and I messed around with it a little bit. So whatever encryption you're using for whatever you're doing, well, good for you, because you just lost me on that one. KCAKJO Friday, as always.
TFAF2N. Yes, 40-bit encryption. I'm pretty sure it uses a 16-character key. It's weaker than AES-256, which is, like, the gold standard for industrial encryption. No computer in the entire world, no matter how powerful it is, can break it. I think that uses a 64-bit key, or 64-character key. It may be a little bit more, maybe 128 characters. That's all it is, though. It's like a your Wi-Fi password, basically. It just enters random, because the CPS software, it generates a randomized key for you, and anybody with that key can hear you, but anybody without the key, even if they're using the same encryption, can't hear you. It'll just sound like scrambled and things like that.
Okay, I gotcha. It sounds like my fifth class readers. Those are 72-bit and 90-bit encrypted cards and readers, you know, that the government uses, so they're highly encrypted. They're very, very secure. And I like them. It's a pain in the butt to program them, but when you program them, they work.
Oh, yeah. That's made probably NSA Type 1 encryption the government uses. And that stuff is quantum computer proof, which is the biggest threat to breaking keys. I forgot what it's called, that encryption. I think maybe it's frequency spread, like spectrum something. So it uses more than one key. I may be wrong on that, but that's what it sounds like. But I'm pretty sure that uses AES-256 too, for some of its keys.
Oh, I'm sure. All right, I'm going up here to the auto parts store. I got to return this tie rod in and get the inner tie rod instead of the outer for the Explorer. So I'll be back out in a bit. I will talk to you soon. KCK Joe.
All right, it was nice talking to you again. I'm going to call out on DMR to see how my radio works from here. Cylindery, KFA-FQN, clear for now.
W8RJD. Is that Ryan? Sorry, the breaking station sounded like RJD, so go ahead, sir. W8EAP here.
Sorry about that. I jumped out, neighbor grabbed me just after I put my call sign out there. W8RJD.
That's what I thought. I said, hello, Ryan. How have you been?
Not too bad, not too bad. The weather's kind of taking a turn for the better lately, so that's pretty good. Need to try to see if I can't get out and do a Parks on the Air activation sometime. I heard some people talking earlier today that they're getting 6-meter contacts, the 6-meter bands opened up.
Yes, I would say so. With the temperature variation the last couple days, that would create a tropospheric duct. So I have not confirmed that, but I would assume that it's correct. I'm just sitting out here on my balcony watching the cars go by.
Nice. I'm heading out to Home Depot to get some dirt and plant some flowers for the wife. She's been kind of laid up lately because she tore her ACL while we were on vacation, and she just had the surgery a few weeks ago, and so, like, she hasn't been able to get out and plant anything or do anything, so I figured I'd go over to Home Depot and get some stuff. I got some plants at Bordines. We'll see if we can get anything to grow here.
Very good. Well, that's nice. Yeah, I'm still recovering from my spine surgery, and I'm getting there. It's just taking a long time, and I'm impatient, so getting there. I'm going to be taking a little stroll at Riverbends in a little while.
Oh, what'd you have done? What'd they do to your spine?
Fused, like, L1 to S1. So, yeah, I was... had some complications. It's taking a little bit longer than it should, but I'm getting there.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but L1 to S1, that's like from the lower, right, lower lumbar all the way kind of up to, it's up pretty far, isn't it? Because it's like a 1, 2, like, and then the S1 would be up higher. Am I right? I don't know. Maybe I don't know my anatomy.
Yeah, and above that is the T, which is the thorax. So, yeah, it's pretty much, you know, from my, you know, from the lumbar all the way up to, like, the ribcage or whatever, I'm thinking.
Oh, man, I feel for you. That's got to suck. I mean, it's even still, probably bending over is a pain. How's the recovery? How far out are you from surgery?
Exactly 6 months. 6 months. But like I said, I had some setbacks, so it's taken a little bit longer. But it's normally 6 months anyhow, so I'm coming along. Going to physical therapy, and yeah, it's been rough. The first 3 months were really bad.
Yeah, my wife's been going in there for physical therapy. She's like, she told me, she said, I gave birth to twins, and this is worse than that.
Yep. Men can have babies these days, so I guess I can't say never, but I've never experienced that kind of pain, but I thought I knew what level 10 pain was until this. Just when you think you know what level 10 pain is, just wait. Someday you'll say, oh, okay, that was only like level 8.
Yeah, my wife was there when she went in for the surgery. They did the anesthesiologist did a nerve block on her, and she said that is the nerve block alone, she said, was worse than anything she experienced during childbirth. And I said, really? Even worse than the epidural? She said, epidural was nothing compared to the nerve block.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't remember anything. All I remember is I'm laying there, and they said, okay, in 10 minutes, you're going to go with the anesthesiologist in 10 minutes, and they're going to put you under, and I'm like, okay, and then I blinked. I literally blinked, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, it's over. It was like 5 hours later, and I was in the recovery room, and I'm like, wow, that was weird.
Were you in any pain when you woke up, or were you pretty good?
They had a morphine pump in me and some other kind of stuff. No, it wasn't too bad. I'd say the first few days were probably the least painful, the most pain-free. It's just that after whatever they give you wears off, it's always worse on like the second and third day.
Yeah, my son, in I think it was November or October, he had a pneumothorax, a collapsed lung while he was at school, and they had to do the whole procedure. They had to end up operating to get the lung to reinflate, and they were giving him those pain meds, and he was really enjoying the pain meds, and I'm like, I'm really kind of worried about how much you like these pain meds, but no, he came through it okay and everything was fine. But it was funny because he was a happy camper when he was on the pain meds. Back to you.
Yeah. I didn't really take that much. I was on whatever they had me hooked up to, and then I was on Norco for a while, but. Like I said, after the first couple weeks, they kind of weaned me off that. But, it's, like I said, I had some complications, so it kind of delayed me about a month. So I'm actually about a month behind. I woke up and I couldn't move one of my legs, so I couldn't walk. So because I couldn't walk, I ended up getting blood clots. So, like I said, that screwed everything up right there.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it. My wife had the DVT that broke loose and went to the lung when she was pregnant with the boys, and that was pretty gnarly. So, yeah, that would set you back. DVT would set you back from recovery, you know. I mean, and that's the thing, like, you know, did they give you aspirin to take while you were on it, like just to kind of keep the blood thinner, kind of as a prophylactic to keep you from getting a blood clot, or just for... Were you not on any kind of blood thinner at the time?
Well, when I was at the hospital, for a week. They gave me injections, blood thinner, right in my stomach. But since I couldn't walk, I was pretty much laying in bed, and I didn't notice my blood clots because, you know, the way my blood clot was, whenever I stood up, you know, or sitting up, it would... The swelling would start, but then when I went to bed at night, I wake up in the morning, the swelling would be down. So since I was in bed so long, I had no symptoms of a blood clot, no pain, no swelling, until I got home. And it's like, then I realized, you know, when my leg started swelling up. So yeah, like I said, it was kind of a weird situation.
You're lucky that thing didn't break loose and go up to your lungs, turn into a pulmonary embolism. Those things could be rough, but Well, you know what? I'm glad you're on the other side of it now, and you're at least, and now you're able to at least get out walking. That's good. You're out there at Riverbend Park. They've got some nice walking trails from there. I swear to God, you're only probably, you must be like maybe no more than 3 miles from my house, because Riverbend Park is right, I think right at the end of Hamlin. So if I'm at John R. in Hamlin, so if I drive right straight down Hamlin, go past the 7-Eleven and get to right about Ryan Road there, that's Riverbend Park.
Yep, used to be called Woodall Park years ago, if you remember, before the two parks were joined together. You know, the park off 22 Mile and between Ryan and Shelby. That used to be a different park back in the, I don't know how long Lee lived in this area, but it used to be called Utica Rochester Recreation Area. You know, they joined them together probably around 2000, called it Riverbends, but... Yeah, I just put out a brand new geocache in that park behind the Nature Center. I don't know if you're into geocaching. I just put a brand new one out there.
We haven't done it before, but my kids want to do it with me, so maybe we'll go out there and we'll go looking for it. Hey, I'm at the Home Depot now. I got to save 7-3s, but I'll be back after I get out of the Home Depot and buy my dirt and whatnot. If you're on, I'll catch you then. 73W8RJD.
Yep. All right. You're probably at the one by north of Auburn Road, right? Anyhow, I think you're the one that's like down. It's like down in a valley. Your signal's kind of on the verge. Okay. Catch you later. 73W8GAB.
Yep, I'm at the one at 23 and Rochester Road, and it's right down, it's like right in the downhill. Plus, I've got a bunch of big buildings around me that's a hard band. 73W8RJ.
KFA PIC. There's a gentleman out there looking for 6 meter. Yes, it was open yesterday.
W8RJD. W8FU.
KFA-FQF.
DRC, this is W8EAP.
What's up, Eric? How you doing?
I'm doing, man. Just sitting out on the balcony, watching the cars go by.
How goes the healing process? You doing better?
Comes with caveats and delays, but yeah, it's working its way out. I am going to be going up to the park in a little while. There's a nice little short half-mile nature trail that I like. I wait till the boss gets home, though.
If you had to put a percentage, like you figure you're 50% back or 75%, where do you feel you're at?
It's hard to put a percentage on it. Some things I can't do at all, some things I can do 100%, so I guess if you wanted to average it out, it'd probably be 50-60%.
Hey, okay, well, I it's better, but that's still a ways away from getting back in the saddle. So, well, just gotta keep plugging away. At least it's making progress.
Yeah, I can drive short distances. Some, you know, I've been practicing driving short distances. But, of course, you know, I got to make sure I didn't take any muscle relaxers or anything, even though they don't really affect me that way, you know. God forbid if something happens, you know, oh, you was on muscle relaxing. Well, they don't affect me like that. But, yeah, my walking is getting a lot better. I still cannot ride a bicycle. That's one thing I can't do. And I'm pretty sure I should not be getting in the side-by-side and going off-road anytime soon, but I can walk and I can drive a car.
So, no TW200A in the single track for you?
Well, you know how I feel about electric stuff, but they really, really having some nice little electric motorcycles out there. Still in the expensive range, but I don't know if you've been, sorry about the road noise here, cars going by. I don't know if you've been checking out the new electric trail bikes, but man, those bikes are getting better and cheaper and cheaper. You know, and the range doesn't really matter much because I'm not going to be going that far. I mean, if I get 50 miles range, that's more than enough.
Yeah, sorry about that. Missed my last go. Had a little triptych thingy over here, but all clear now. Yeah, I haven't really been following. I do think there are some electric items that I wouldn't mind investigating, but I'm not really looking for anything like that right now. And my next toy is probably going to be dyno-based.
Oh yeah, I'm not ready for anything. Probably not this year, but I'm just saying that they're getting a lot better and a lot cheaper. But my first choice would probably be that D200 or TW200, like you said. That would be really nice. And even some of the Chinese knockoffs are getting pretty good. The CF motors are getting pretty decent too.
Did you see that one TW200 I sent you the link to?
Talk about recently? No, not, I mean, I've seen the one you sent a while back.
I don't know, within the last few weeks, I think. It was cheap, but it was a disaster.
Did you go look at it?
Oh, no, if you saw the ad for it, you wouldn't have even bothered. It was, they weren't even trying to hide it. Might have been a Facebook Marketplace ad, so I probably Facebook Messenger it to you.
I just wish they would put, I don't care about liquid cool, I just wish they'd put a fuel injector on it. They finally put fuel injection on the KLR 650, but they still need to add another gear and take some weight up. But they do make a KLR 400 now. I don't know if you saw that, brand new. Has the same horsepower, but much, much lighter.
Got that same kind of adventure profile?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, exactly. Yep. It's just a, like I said, it's a 400 twin. I believe it's a twin. And it's got, I think it might actually have even 5 or 10 more horsepower, but it's like 100 pounds lighter.
Well, that sounds very intriguing. I'll have to check that out. What's it called, a KLR 400? Or what did you didn't say? What's it called?
Not 100% sure, but I think it's called a KLR 400, correct.
I'll look it up right now. I got my phone here. But, yeah, it's, I think it's a little bit cheaper, too.
You know, one of the beauties of the 650 is, you know, they're just, they've been making them since, you know, the Stone Age. And the parts are just, you know, plenty available. It's so simple that you can keep them running pretty easy, no matter where you are in the world. I mean, I suppose there's some things shut you down, but they're pretty reliable. So I don't know if going to a twin cylinder is, necessarily going to be a problem on that. I doubt it. But having said that, lighter and the same or a little bit more horsepower, hell yeah, I'd take that.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just trying to look it up. I can't find any reference to it at all. I hope it wasn't just for European markets. Let me continue looking here real quick.
Well, I know it's news to me. I haven't heard anything at all, not even a hint of anything like that coming down the pipe. So I am surprised. It would be very cool. WAW.
WDA KLL.
Yeah.
KFA-DIC.
How you doing, Jack? WAW.
Well, good afternoon, Sean. How you doing? I'm doing fine. I'm sitting outside, you know, enjoying the sunshine and a little bit of breezy, which is nice.
Yeah, I'll be doing the same real soon. I got about a mile to go and get to the grandkids. So, yep, here we are. Where's this? Yep, just crossing Cashew, so very close.
I thought about a beer, so I'm going to go get one of the beer and enjoy that one, too.
That sounds like a winner. All right, you enjoy. And, I'm going to be at my destination here in just a minute. WNFP.
Sean, I'll see you Sunday.
WAW, WADAP.
I pulled up, just getting ready to jump out of the car.
Real quick, it's called a KLE-500, Kilo Lima X-ray 500.
Wait, KLX or KLE?
Lima E.
All right, because, yeah, they did a KLX for a while. KLE 500. All right, I'm going to look that up when I get in. All right, just pulled up. I got to get inside. Catch you later. Enjoy the rest of the day. It's a beaut. W8FU.
Yeah, I wanted to say the E phonetics, but I can't because all my devices will go off, so I... All right, catch you later. Hey, Jack, still out there?
Hey, Eric, how you doing? You're doing good. I hope you're doing a lot better, 100%.
115%, Jack. You having a beer?
Not enough. 115 is not enough. It's got to be 130. That'll be right even on the money.
Yep, yep. I'm getting there. So I was sitting out on the balcony there watching the cars go by.
That's good. That's why I'm sitting outside in the table watching the cars go by, people walking, walking in the street.
Very good. So where are you sitting, Jack? In your garage?
Oh, I'm sitting, you know, with the barn elves. I have part of the barn with all these cucumbers grow. They haven't grown up yet, but the leaves are open. Also, I just think they're already growing. That's what I'm feeling.
Well, that's good. Yeah, a little bit of noise in your signal. What radio is that?
Well, you know, because I'm sitting on a chair, but now I got up, and it's a little bit wide open right now. From I'm looking at Mount Clemens and all that. How about now? Now any better? I got the DM-32.
Boy, you're blowing smoke now. Now you're really getting out. Yep. What antenna do you have on there, that bendy one? Or the one with a little ball on the top?
Yeah, a little ball on the top, that's all. And it really it does a good job. I talked a few people on that one, even on the digital. They said you got a beautiful signal. Good signal.
You have a special antenna that you've never seen before. I'll have to show it to you. But it's $10, not that expensive, but it's the best one I found for the DM-32. Even better than a 771.
So that's good. I talked to one gentleman a long time ago. I can't remember who was it. He told me there's one, he told me that radio that DM-32, it gives you, it's 10 watts, but it gives you 12 watts when you put that antenna up.
No, I don't think that's true. The radio puts out 8 to 10 watts. But the antenna's not going to make it put out more power. But anywho, well, like I said, I tried a lot of different antennas, and I found this one that seems to work the best for all-around use. Yeah, Motorola wattage. 5 watts of Motorola equals 10 Bofang watts. I gotta keep remembering that.
Hey, I don't know who was out there, but whoever's out there, go ahead. KFADIC. Well, I guess the guy likes Motorola, so I don't know. I don't like Motorola.
I have nothing against Motorola. I just got to remember that anything with Motorola puts out the wattage is twice as effective. That's all.
Let me tell you, it's no better, not better than DB20G is the best out there. As far as I know, as far as people told me that. The three people told me that on the GMRS yesterday.
DB20G, they make a digital version. Ask Dave about it. They make a digital DMR DB20G. It's called a DB25D. There you go. You get that in a Comet 2x4, and if you can't make the trip, then it ain't worth it.
It's a good radio, because I still got Comet 2x4. That's what I ran on that DB20G. By the way, Eric, I don't forget that the 2x4, when I put it on top of the pickup truck, the GMC pickup truck, it's so long, and every time it comes to park and there's a tree on top, it hits the tree. So I gotta get me something a little bit shorter.
Yeah, they make a shorter version of the 2x4. I forgot what it's called, but Dave has one. You can ask Dave, or I can ask somebody. Yeah, it's just like a slightly shorter version of a 2x4.
Thing is, can you do both of them on the DB20G? GMRS and the ham.
Yep. Yeah, it's just like a 2x4, but it's shorter. It's like about, I don't know, maybe a foot shorter. Something like that. Dave's got one. I forgot what it's called, though.
Yeah, maybe I'll get Dave to find out which one is it. What's the name? Do you know the name? I can put on the Amazon.
No, I don't know the name of it, but it's made by Comet. Like I said, ask Dave, or I can ask Dave later. I just can't give you the answer right this second, but I'll text you later.
Yeah, do that whenever you can, because you know what? A 2x4 right now is sitting in the back seat. I can't get out because there's too much RF going on. And I don't think so, because what do you think? On a DB20G on low power, how much do you think RF going out?
I think it's about 5 watts on low power, give or take. And about 12 watts on medium, and anywhere from 15 to 22 on high, depending on the frequencies. But, you know, of course you're going to get more on VHF than UHF.
Well, yeah, because, you know, because you're sitting in the back seat, you know, and I don't think it's going to hurt anything, or I don't think it's going to, when you see the mic, it's going to come to me. But probably it's not going to work as great because in the back seat, there's no metal on the floor sitting on the plastic, that's why.
I have three antennas that I have. I have the 2x4, then I got this other one, which is a little bit, that's about the same height, same gain, but it doesn't cover GMRS. Then I got a third antenna that's short that I made myself. That's for going off-road or, you know, going. I can go into my garage with that antenna. It's only about 2 feet tall. So I have three antennas I use on the car.
Well, because your name is Eric, more than the FBI. Anyhow, if you put that in that 2x4 down, you know how it opens up. Put it down. What would be anything be you cannot get out? Is that how it works?
Yep. Yeah, I would just stick to the top of your roof or the top of your bed. Don't put anything inside your bed. I mean, you could, but your match would be bad and you wouldn't get out very well.
I'm saying if I put it up on top of the pickup truck on the cab and put the antenna down instead of standing up, is it fine? It will work or no?
Well, the antenna's got to be vertical. I mean, you can run it 10, 15 degrees, 20 degrees, but no, you can't run it 90 degrees or 45 degrees or anything like that. I mean, you could, but it would look stupid and wouldn't get out.
You know what? I can run it like 15, like you said. Yeah, I think so. I think I will do that. That way it don't hang up on the tree.
Yeah, I'll let you know if the other antenna's call. I'll text it to you later. Anyhow, I got to run. Got some stuff to do around here. Have a good day. Nice talking to you. Catch you later. W8EAP.
Hi, Eric. I hope you feel better 100%. And don't do nothing strange or that way. You'll be all good. Take care. We'll talk later. Or just text me the antenna if you want. No problem. KF8GSC.
KFA FQN, listening. KFA FQN, clear.